This is a lovely story that I found this week about how you can take a technique that's developed for one thing and use it for something else to get fantastic results. A technique developed to take three-dimensional real-time images of the retina has also turned out to be very useful for detecting evidence of fraud in paintings, according to research published in the journal Accounts of Chemical Research this month. Piotr Tagowski and colleagues at Nicholas Copernicus University in Torun in Poland realised that the technique of optical coherence tomography, or OCT from here on in, should be able to image the layers of a painting, just like it does layers of biological tissue in the retina.
OK, so how does this work?
Well, OCT can sort of be thought of as the light version of ultrasound. I don't mean that ultrasound is heavy, but I mean instead of using sound, it uses light. A beam of light, usually at near-infrared wavelengths, is sent into a tissue and the reflected light is collected. Much of the light gets scattered rather than being reflected straight back, and that doesn't produce an image. But OCT uses the scattered light to work out what the image would be, very much like an ultrasound. It can produce a very high-resolution, three-dimensional, real-time image, but it doesn't actually penetrate very deeply into the tissue.
And where does artwork come into all this?
Well, this is the thing. Paintings are usually built up in layers when done traditionally anyway. The very back of the painting will be the canvas itself, but an artist will usually apply a layer of adhesive to that to make sure that future layers stick properly. You then may get a few primer layers to make sure it's smooth, then you get an outline of the picture that you intend to do, various layers of coloured paints, various washes, various sort of semi-transparent glazes, and then usually a protective varnish over the top of everything. Now, clearly each layer is going to be incredibly thin, but this is where the high resolution of OCT comes into its own. Now, it's very important for conservation purposes to understand the stratigraphy of a painting. That's this layered effect. And the most common way to do it is actually to cut a sample of the painting away, embed it in resin, and look at it under a microscope. OCT allows you to image all of the layers without even touching the painting, let alone cutting a bit away, down to the micrometer level.
That sounds great for conservation, but is this going to help us with fraud as well to find out which ones are fake?
Well, it looks like it is, yes. By imaging all of the layers on a painting, you can easily see where something has been painted over or added in at a later date. An example given in the paper is a painting of St. Leonard, a Franciscan monk, that was painted in 1797. Now, the painting does say St. Leonard on it in one corner, but here's the thing, he wasn't made a saint until 1867. So either the inscription of St. Leonard or the date of 1797 must be wrong. Now, using OCT, they could show that the layer containing the date was actually part of the deep structure of the painting, while the inscription St. Leonard lies on top of the thick coat of varnish that covers the original black background. Now, they could also identify an earlier inscription which had actually been painted over when Leonard became St. Leonard. The same technique could, of course, be used to spot less well-meaning alterations, because obviously all they wanted to do was commemorate the fact that he'd become a saint. Had they put somebody else's signature on it, that would have been a very different issue altogether.
Fascinating.